The Oracle is back!
Curate topics, investment education, economic updates, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension updates, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabunjo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome to another exciting moment on air where you are not just informed, but you are also empowered. Information is power. You cannot go far beyond this length, the strength, the breadth, the width of your knowledge. And that is why we are here, to educate you, to give you processed information, information you can use immediately. Join me in welcoming Deolu Akinyemi. Deolu is someone of, I don't want to say many parts, I would rather say several parts. He does quite a number of things. Have you seen someone that does a number of things, and he does all of them very well? Jack of many trades, and yet he excels in them all. Deolu, how are you coping?
That's great. It's
sufficient. Right. You're welcome. Let us take off from where we stopped last week. You have told us what digital currency, cryptocurrency, and some of the several types, what they means, and then you have told us how they started, you have told us the history behind it, you have told us some of the down period, you have told us some of the opportunities, in this. But let us start again from where we stopped. If I'm interested today, okay, and I want to invest in probably cryptocurrency or any form of digital currency, how do I go about it?
Okay, so what I usually recommend is start from Bitcoin. There are over 6,000 different cryptocurrencies. The current market capitalization of the cryptocurrency market is about $2.168 trillion, and Bitcoin alone is $912 billion out of that 2.2 trillion. So it's about 45% of the entire market is Bitcoin. So it's a good place to start. Now, of course, many people usually are afraid that Bitcoin, how much is Bitcoin now? When I came here last week, Bitcoin was $45,000. It is currently $48,300. It has appreciated by about over 10% in the last 1 week. And of course, there's a lot of movement towards 50,000. It got to 50,000 in the course of last week. It has regressed back again to about 48, 49. Now, that's the kind of movement you have there. But, you know, people think, how do I buy Bitcoin that is $48,300? The beautiful thing about all of these cryptocurrencies is that you can buy $10 worth. You can buy $50 worth of Bitcoin, because there's a unit measurement of Bitcoins called Satoshi. The founder of the entire Bitcoin blockchain was a man by the name Satoshi Nakamoto. That's a pseudonym. He formed a name. It's unknown. He basically wrote out the white paper as Satoshi Nakamoto. So every number, every value in Bitcoin is called Satoshis. So one Bitcoin is 100 million Satoshi. One Bitcoin is 100 million Satoshi. Now that means that I can buy 100 Satoshis. The value will be like 10 Naira. I can buy 5,000 Satoshis. The value will be like, you know, $10. So I can buy any volume. I usually tell people it's best to start with Bitcoin because it gives you, you know, a feel of the market. It is still also very much an asset that is appreciating in value. So you can start with that. Typically, anybody who wants to enter into the cryptocurrency space typically starts with Bitcoin. So from Bitcoin, you can now decide, okay, I want to do something else. Maybe I want to have some of my portfolio in Ethereum. I want to have some in Ripple. I want to have some in Cardano. I want to do a little bit of, you know, there's so many tokens. Now the idea is, so how do I start? I start with Bitcoin. How do I buy? Usually, what I recommend is, if you have an Android app or an iOS, if you have an Android device or an iOS device, look for Bitnob and download Bitnob. Register your details, because from there, you can begin to buy. You can do what they call a P2P. And one of the benefits of Bitnob is, on many apps, you can't buy, you know, you have to have like $100 before you begin to buy, or $200 or $500. On Bitnob, with as low as $10, $5, you can begin to buy, which is roughly about 2,500 Naira for $5, or about 5,000 Naira for $10. You can buy, and there's a P2P platform there that allows you to interact with agents that allow you to just pay them, and then they can send you the Bitcoin on your app. So that's the way to start. And then from there, you can now say, you know what, this $10 I have today is too small.
How do I make payment?
So you make payment to an agent. So for example, if you hit that number that I have there and chat with them on WhatsApp and say, you know what, I've downloaded the app, I need $10.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, they tell you pay, and then it will send to your wallet.
Dollars.
You can pay in Naira. So they give you the exchange rate for today. They tell you the account to pay to. Now, because of the current ban of bank rails, you know, attending to cryptocurrency, it's no longer direct debit from accounts. So it's P2P. P2P means peer to peer. It means you can send me money and I can send you Bitcoin. We will know what we are doing. you know, it's not transparent to anybody what is going on. So we have agents like that all over the country who are able to collect money from you and deposit.
What if somebody collected money from you and does not deposit?
Good. So the important thing you want to do is you want to relate with people that you know, or people that, you know, have some kind of rope behind them. So for example, if somebody wants to pay, and I tell the person, pay to Mr. Babalujo, for example, the person knows that if anything happens between you and him, then he'll ask me. Because as far as the person is concerned, it's you I know. So it's best to go through channels of people that you know. But yeah, that's how it is. Well, now, of course, different platforms have different ways to do it. So for example, on this Bidon platform, for example, if I don't want to worry about whether I'm paid or not, I can simply go on the platform and request to purchase on the platform and make my payment as instructed by the platform. Then I know that I'm dealing with the platform that handles that back-end work for me as well.
All right, let me ask this question. It came to my mind as we were talking. Now, we were talking about in the course of a week. The last time you were here, it was around $45,000. Yeah. And then it got to $50, came to $49,000, $48,000, right? Now, in stocks, if, for example, you are investing 100,000 naira in a particular stock, and then you are investing 10,000 naira in a particular stock, or you are investing 1 million naira in a particular stock, if the price of that stock moves by 20%, whether you are investing 100,000 naira, 1,000 or 2,000 or 1 million or 1 billion, you get the same percentage gain. Is it the same? In other words, are my gains investing little amount in Bitcoin same as when I'm investing much?
Very good question. It's the same, exactly the same way as it works in stocks. So let's say, for example, I buy, and let me use Naira for the convenience. Let's say I buy 50,000 naira worth of Bitcoin and it gains 10%. I've earned 10%. If I put more, I get more. There was a token, for example, I was talking
about. Let me now ask this.
Yes.
Malam Kurfi is there listening to you. Aruna is listening to you. They are stockbrokers. Okay. So they charge commissions, and then the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the CSCS. And so when I'm buying from Malam or from Aruna, for example, I know that, yes, regulated commissions will have to be deducted, the same as in when I'm selling. So in digital currency, those agents I'm paying through, do I have to pay them commission? And if I'm to pay them commission, how do I pay them? What percentage? Who regulates it? Who decides?
Okay, so the way it works is the charges you have on platforms vary. So on a platform like Bidon, for example, the charge is 0.5% of your transactions. That's if you are doing a deposit. So 0.5. So essentially, I'm doing $100. I probably will have a charge of about 0.5 of a dollar, you know, on that kind of volume. But essentially, where the margins come in, the only charge that is there is the exchange rate margins. So for example, I want to buy dollar is 5.20 today, so maybe I buy at 5.23, yeah, and then I want to sell, maybe I sell at 5.18 or I sell slightly less. So is that exchange that you have some kind of fees. In the actual fees itself, one of the benefits of digital currencies is the charges are very, very close to zero. So for example, when you get to start talking about things like Lightning Network, with the Lightning Network transfer, so on cryptocurrency, for example, I can transfer money to you. If we're on the same platform, it doesn't cost me anything, no charge. I can move 1 million naira to you and not be charged anything. So if I'm still using it on the platform, it's when I want to take it into my local currency, that's when the forex margins create some kind of charges.
Now, I've been in the financial market now close to 30 years, and I can tell you whatsoever investment platforms that's got the capacity, the capability to enrich you also has this same, in fact, equal capacity to
punish you.
In other words, gains, opportunities and risk, they go together.
Yes.
At any point in time, we're taking time to talk about the opportunities in digital currency. What are the risks? Because you see, I don't want a situation where up to today there were some people that I asked to buy one private placement or the other. They are still calling me till tomorrow. There are some people, I remember back in days, I brought one guy, Cliff Clark, I'm sorry to mention his name. And he came at the time we were even doing it on Sunday to talk about Forex. People, because of my involvement, got involved with him. And today, some of them are still saying, oh, Babalu, you are the one. Back in days also, I was on a particular television station talking about the public offering of a bank. Somebody later came to tell me that he was eating pounded yam. And he told his wife that he was not going to invest ordinarily, but because I have put my mouth, he was going to invest. But if he should come down with the investment, he said, Babalu comes down with it in this case. Now, I want you to talk about this so that Nigerians watching you, hearing you on our radio platform now, will not just close their eyes and go and do, you know, that is the way things work in Nigeria. They rush to do it. They do not understand it. Later, if they do not get what they expected, they will say, I had it on a Babalu just program. They begin to talk, I don't want that, please. How does the risk come?
Okay.
And how or what can I do?
So I think that's a very, very, very good question. You know, I was thinking earlier, you know, when are we going to talk about risks? Because whenever you say something is high yield, anything that can give you 20%, 50%, 100% in a year is high risk. It also has the capacity to lose you a lot of money as well. So, and high is the risk? The risk is, I told you that last week it was about $45,000. It went as far as $50,000. It's back to 48. It means that anybody who invested at $50,000 and sells at 48 has lost $2,000. So the market is volatile. And you know, in the stock market, there are controls. Controls that say you cannot gain more than a particular percentage by day, you cannot lose more than a particular percentage by day.
That's in regulated markets. In some markets.
In some markets, yes. No. Some markets are not regulated. In cryptocurrency, it's not regulated. So if there is demand, I have seen a token that grew by 100% in one day. I've seen a token that grew by 200% in one day. And I've seen a token that lost 50% in one day. In fact, I've seen a token that has lost 50% in 1 hour.
Wow.
So it's volatile. And that means you don't just rush and take all your money and load it in a vehicle that you don't understand. I usually advise people and say, your age should determine your risk profile. The older you are, the fewer the high risks you want to take. The younger you are, the more you probably can take. But the idea is this. Don't put your money in what you don't understand. So, and this is what I share with people. I say, monies that you know will impact your life, you don't put in high-risk vehicles. Meaning, I've worked for 30 years, I have my retirement benefit, it is 2 million naira, I hear that this one is going up, and I put my money there and it begins to go down, it can impact my health. The best way to approach very volatile opportunities like this is participate in it with what, and when you see things like what you can afford to lose, let me spell it out clearly. Now, the average person, every day, you have a bottle of a drink, your favorite drink. Maybe it's one of these, I don't want to advertise any soft drinks right now. But it's a budget of do anyhow every day that you have, that is about 200 naira. For some people, it's 500, for some people, it's 1,000. If you put that money into buying a currency, you're buying a use that store of value every day, and you do that for 30 days, you will have spent, if you are spending 500 naira, in 30 days, you'll have spent 15,000 naira. Now, that kind of money looks like it's small, but the potentials in a very highly volatile market can be very, very exceptional. So my thought is, it's high risk, okay? Bitcoin is probably one of the most stable coins you have, aside of stable coins, in that entire mix. There are tokens that have gained significant value. This year, I have something I was telling a friend about. I've watched it gain 50% in the last 1 week, okay? It's not Bitcoin. It's one of the other cryptocurrencies. But the same way it's volatile up, it's the same way it can be volatile down. I've had the opportunity, it's not an opportunity, of seeing a token that I bought some years back lose 99% of its value. So you buy it for 100 naira, and then in 2 years, it's 1 naira. So I'm saying that both sides exist. Now, of course, when both sides exist, is where you need knowledge.
I have to stop at that, or else you stay here till tomorrow, the following day. Adeola, I want to say a very big thank you for coming once again. I want to believe that you will be available at least before you become busy, at least next week, so that we can continue from where we are hanging it today. All right? Promise.
No problem.
All right. I've been speaking with Deolu Akinyemi, a serial entrepreneur, and you have his number. Please call him. All right? Until we shall be returning, the same time, the same station, I remain yours sincerely in wealth creation, its accumulation, and preservation. My name remains Abayomi Obabido. God bless you. Enjoy your week.